Have you ever thought about what you want to be when you grow up? Some kids want to be doctors, others want to be firemen or police officers.
But what about right now, today, while you're still a kid? What kind of a person do you want to be?
God put His nature inside of us. That means that He gives us the desire to help other people.
Enjoy our story.
If I want to be a hero, do I have to wear a cape? Do I have to fly high in the sky or get captured and escape?
Do I have to hunt for bad guys and take them straight to jail? Is there something else that heroes do that I could do as well?
I want to be a hero so that I could save the world. I want to be a hero that helps every boy and girl.
Whenever there's trouble, I want to save the day. Whenever there's a problem, I want to light the way.
Would that make me a hero? 'Cause that's what I want to be. I want to be a hero and help others just like me.
Whenever someone's lost, I would help them to get saved. Whenever someone's frightened, I would help them to be brave.
Whenever someone falls behind, I would help pick up their pace. Whenever someone loses, I would help start a new race.
Whenever someone has a need, I'll help to make their day. Whenever someone has a hurt, I'll help it go away.
Whenever someone's crying, I'd help wipe away their tears. Whenever someone's all alone, I'd help chase away their fears.
Whenever there's a bully, I would stand up for the weak. Whenever someone's different, I would be the friend they seek.
Whenever someone's sad, I would help to make them smile.
Whenever there's a job to do, I'd go the extra mile.
If you're sick, I will pray.
If you're scared, I will stay.
If you're hurt, I will care.
If you're lost, I'll be there.
When you play, I'll play too.
When you cry, I'll cry with you.
When you win, I'll be glad.
When you lose, I'll be sad. Would that make me a hero? 'Cause that's what I want to be.
I'll get it done.
I have God's Son.
He's living inside me.
This story is about how people tend to act like those around them. It's called peer pressure.
When we get around people who act bad, we can get pulled into acting bad too. That's why it's important to choose good friends.
When you have Jesus living inside of you, you can choose, like the boy in our story, to put on your Superman. Ephesians 5:1 calls it acting like God.
As Christians, we're supposed to put on our Superman every day. How? Just get up in the morning, talk to God, and decide you're going to act like Him today.
Hopefully, it will become a habit that we call walking with God, or walking in the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:24. Enjoy our story.
One summer day with the sun shining bright, Wildwater Park was a place for delight. With watery streams shooting up from the ground, as Shiloh and Avi danced all around, just like many children playing that day, while mommies all watched a safe distance away. Then all of a sudden, from out of the blue came a terrible screech.
Oh, what should we do?
Shiloh and Avi knew the best place to be was right next to mommy, so they ran there quickly. The children and mommies were looking around to see who could make such a horrible sound. Two wild creatures burst out through the trees. With a roar and a growl, they ran like a breeze. They tipped over strollers and threw stuff in the air. Bottles and towels and an old teddy bear. Avi asked Shiloh,
"Did they escape from the zoo? Are they monsters or villains? What are they here to do?"
Shiloh kept watching and soon realized they're not monsters or villains.
Avi, open your eyes. Look, they're just boys that behave really bad. They embarrass their mother and frustrate their dad.
Shiloh and Avi watched with mom by their side as the bad-acting boys made kids run and hide. They pushed a girl, knocking her to the ground, and they just kept on running wildly around. No, excuse me, I'm sorry, I hope you're okay. Those are things only polite kids would say. Those bad-acting boys acted bad as they could, splashing and splattering where anyone stood. Angry Mommy searched to find who brought these two. Where's their parent that tells them what good kids should do? While mommies kept watching, kids started to play. Shiloh and Avi also ventured away. And so while they played and tried to have fun, Shiloh kept watching those bad acting ones. And then something happened, something not good. A thought came to Shiloh, to act bad as he could. It popped in his head like a wild water spout. It popped up inside and it wouldn't go out. He started to think that those bad boys were cool, even though they were acting like they were fools. Shiloh's thought was if he acted like them, there'd be a chance that they would like him. That he'd have more fun by behaving bad, and no one would stop him, not Mom and not Dad. And as fast as he joined those bad-acting boys, he was splashing small kids and taking their toys. So Avi ran yelling,
"Mommy, come quick! Something's wrong with Shiloh. He might be sick. He's acting real crazy, like he's full of hate. Quick, Mommy, do something before it's too late."
And so Mommy changed right before Avi's eyes. Supermom stood up, much to Avi's surprise. And music from heaven started to play. Or was it Mom's iPhone? I can't really say. But all through the park, praise music was heard. Praise stills the enemy, and our hearts are stirred. It made Mommy stronger than off in a dash, with her fiery red hair blazing streaks like a flash. She stopped in an instant, looking at Shiloh, without even thinking, just like a hero. She pointed at Shiloh.
"Shiloh, stop,"
she did say.
"You're not a wild creature. You stop acting that way. Jesus lives in you and he makes you strong. You have self-control. You don't have to act wrong."
And right in that instant, Shiloh started to smile as he quickly remembered that he was God's child. And the fruit of the Spirit, it started to flow like love, joy, and peace. All the good stuff, you know.
"Mom, you look pretty,"
Shiloh said, full of cheer. And Avi was smiling as she proudly stood near.
"Shiloh,"
said Mommy,
"don't ever forget. You are gentle and kind, and you're obedient. Even when I'm not near, you just have to be strong. Keep doing things right, and don't do things wrong. Be the hero that God wants you to be. You can be Super too, definitely."
And then Super Shiloh burst into view. He returned all the toys and apologized too. And he started acting like he knew he should, acting like Jesus, always doing good. Now he prays for others wherever they go. And thoughts to act bad? Well, he just says no.
I have the subject in view.
Move in, Agent J, move in.
Mr. Smith!
Yes?
Mr. Smith, I am a CIA agent, Christians in Action. With your permission, I would like to pray for you.
Sure, go ahead. I'll do anything to get rid of this cough.
I declare that Mr. Smith is healed by Jesus' stripes, and he lives in divine health in Jesus' name.
Wow, I feel better.
Mission accomplished. The subject has received his healing.
Good work, Julie. Stand down and await your next mission.
10-4, Commander.
Julie? Thanks for praying for me.
Just doing my job, Mr. Smith. Glad I could be of service.
What exactly is your job, Julie? I mean, I've known you your whole life. You live next door to me. You've grown up in church. But what's with the sunglasses and walkie-talkie and all the get-up?
It's standard CIA-issued gear.
And what's this CIA business about?
It's a club I started with my friend Kyle. We call it Christians in Action. We're doing the works of Jesus like John 14:12 says. You know, like laying hands on the sick so that they can get well.
Well, that beats spending all your time playing video games.
Yes, sir.
So, how did you know I was fighting a cough?
I saw you coughing, so I filed a report with Agent K. Kyle.
Well, Kyle, thanks. If you don't mind me asking, what other cases have you worked on?
Well, I prayed for my little brother last night at bedtime. He's been having nightmares lately.
And how did he sleep last night?
Fine. He didn't wake up crying at all.
Agent J, do you read me? Come in, Agent J.
Agent J, that's me. J is short for Julie.
I figured that.
Go ahead, Kyle. Agent K.
Agent J, your mom called. She needs you at home.
Oh, no. I don't want to go home yet.
Get a hold of yourself, Agent J. May I remind you of Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
I'm sorry, Agent K. Mission accepted. I'll report in when target is in view. Over and out. I have to go, Mr. Smith. I have another mission.
Get to it, Agent J. And keep up the good work.
Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, that those who believe in Jesus would do the same works that he did by doing them in Jesus' name as his representative.
If we ask anything in Jesus' name, he will do it so that people will be blessed and God will be glorified. So when we pray, let's believe that God will answer.
Okay, Cindy Lou, let's sit down here for a minute.
Excuse me, mister. What you doing?
I'm reading the paper, little girl.
My name is not little girl.
Oh, really?
My mommy calls me Cindy Lou, but that's not my real name.
That's nice.
Don't you want to know my really real name?
Oh, all right.
My really real name is Cynthia Louise.
That's nice.
Mister?
Now what?
You can call me Cindy Lou. Is anyone sitting here?
Do you see anyone sitting there?
Nope.
Then go ahead.
Mister? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Mister, is something wrong?
I know that song. My mother used to sing that to me when I was a little boy.
You used to be a little boy?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Did you have Jesus in your heart when you were a little boy?
I went to church, if that's what you mean.
Church is good. But did you ever pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart?
No, I don't guess so.
Don't you want to go to heaven, mister?
Well, of course I do. Who doesn't?
You can't go to heaven if you don't ask Jesus in your heart. I could pray for you to get Jesus in your heart.
That's okay. Thanks anyway.
Why don't you want to ask Jesus in your heart?
I can't.
Why can't you?
Because.
Because why?
Well, lots of reasons. I smoke, I drink, I cuss. I'm just too bad to be a Christian. I would have to stop doing all those bad things first.
Mister, I got good news for you.
What's that, Cindy Lou?
Jesus already died for all those bad things. No one is too bad to be a Christian. When Jesus comes in your heart, he makes you brand new inside. He will help you stop doing those bad things.
How do you know so much?
I'm ambassador.
That's ambassador, Cindy Lou.
Mister, I bet if your mommy was here right now, she would sing Jesus Loves You.
You're a pretty good ambassador, Cindy Lou. Would you pray for me?
Sure, mister. Dear God? You're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh,
Okay. Dear God,
thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, I make you the boss of my life.
Jesus, I make you the boss of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cindy Lou. You have made an old man very happy.
Not me, it was Jesus.
Yes, but today, Jesus looks a lot like a little girl named Cindy Lou. I have to go now. And thanks again.
Bye, mister.
Oh, Cindy Lou, I'm so proud of you. You helped that man receive Jesus as his savior.
It's 'cause what you taught me. What was that you told me?
God wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. 1 Timothy 2:4.
That's right. Look, there's a lady sitting all by herself. Let's tell her about Jesus.
Let's go.
God has important things that he needs everyone to do, and he doesn't think that you're too young.
There are people all around us who don't understand the truth about how good God is and how much he loves each person.
And since those people don't know the truth, they haven't received Jesus as their Savior yet.
1 Timothy 2:4 says that God wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth.
If you are willing to let God work through you, he will help you do things, like praying with someone to receive Jesus.
Special thanks to Sophia and Caleb Webb, Shiloh and Aviana Colson, and Ethan Webb.